Proclamation number 7559 of 26th of March, 1960. Serious desire for truth. The pure truth has to be desired in order to be received. And desiring the truth means being willing to relinquish the existing knowledge, to completely empty oneself and now ask me to impart the pure truth to the human being, which only I myself can bestow upon him. For I myself am the truth. I am the way and the life. I myself alone can distribute the truth and thereby show you the path which leads to eternal life. But for the most part, people are unable to detach themselves from the spiritual knowledge they possess. Yet they should always bear in mind that there are many schools of thought. The different people's spiritual knowledge also differs, but that there is only one truth. That not everyone can claim to stand in the truth as long as their thinking still deviates from each other. And therefore they should make every effort to come into possession of the truth. They should not be satisfied with knowledge which was transmitted to them according to tradition. They should first try to fathom the origin of their knowledge and always approach me myself for enlightenment of their thinking so that they will find the pure truth. They must desire the truth. And they will be able to be convinced that they will also find it. For I myself take care of those who desire the truth with all their heart. For I am the eternal truth and I want my living creations to walk in truth, that they think correctly, that they form a truthful picture of me myself and my reign and activity. I don't want them to be ensnared by the error which is presented to people by my adversary so that it is impossible for them to recognize me myself correctly and then also to learn to love me. And because my living creation's love for me is the aim which people should achieve, I want them to recognize me correctly, and therefore I will repeatedly convey the pure truth to people who desire it. I will no longer leave them in error and enlighten their thinking so that they will learn to distinguish truth from error and turn away from the latter. Truth will always make people happy, for truth will spread light in the heart. Error, however, darkens the path people take, and this never leads upwards, to me. Because it is my adversary's path into which he tries to push people who do not resist him. And every person should seriously ask himself how far he is satisfied with the knowledge he possesses. He should seriously ask himself whether he desires the pure truth and what he has already done in order to attain this truth. He need do nothing more than seriously ask me to instruct him in the truth if his thinking is wrong. But this will has to arise from the heart. He has to be deeply, hollowly serious about moving in truth. And most people lack this seriousness. They are content with the knowledge they have taken on and hold on to it. They don't think about it. Otherwise they would discover contradictions themselves and would have to pay attention. But the will of man cannot be forced. This is why error is far more widespread in the world than truth, and this is why I again and again try to address people from above in order to convey the pure truth to them, which should encourage them to compare and take a stand on it themselves. And blessed is he who accepts the truth. Blessed is he who seeks to free himself from previous knowledge if it does not agree with the knowledge conveyed from above. One day the soul will be able to record as spiritual wealth the knowledge it accepted on earth and will also take with it into the kingdom of the beyond. it will be able to register a considerable plus compared to the souls which could not free themselves from their own teachings on earth. For in the spiritual kingdom the soul will only be able to work with such goods which correspond to the truth. All other knowledge will be of no use to it, no matter how much knowledge it possessed on earth. If it was not the pure truth, it will lose it like all earthly possessions and dwell poorly and ignorantly in the kingdom of the beyond, where it will not be allowed to engage in a blissful activity until it has also accepted the pure truth, which will certainly be offered to it in the spiritual kingdom, but which, just as on earth, requires its free will to accept. And this is why it is so necessary for the human being that his thinking still becomes clear on earth, that he learns to distinguish error from truth on earth. For only truth is the path which leads to eternal life. Only through truth can the human being become blissfully happy and no longer lose eternal life. Amen.